In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 8, Letter Number 2391, Baruch Hashem, the 6th day of Shvat, Tovshin Yidal, Brooklyn, Harav HaGoyen, Moreno's Hil Shech Medal, you had recently received a letter that the Rebbe wrote to him. The Rebbe is thanking him for his notes on the Rebbe's letter of the past Yutis Kislev. And the Rebbe, and he wrote about, the Rebbe wrote in one piece about knowing, he says, that you should note the words of the Zohar, so the Rebbe. But the Rebbe says, however, that over there, it's not absolutely clear that it talks about the soul before it's descent below. On the contrary, so therefore, that is not really connected to what was written in the letter, which specifically talks about the soul prior to its descent in the body. Basically, the Rebbe wrote about the soul at its level before it descends into the body. So this Rebbe Dalia, pointed to the Rebbe that the Zohar, but the Rebbe says that Zohar is talking about after the soul descends into the body, or possibly. So therefore, the Rebbe says it didn't fit into my letter. And then another note he makes to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, the Rebbe is very interesting. He tells the Rebbe to a sefer called Tana Dveilio Rabba. He says, Tana Dveilio Rabba. But he doesn't say which page, which chapter. He says to the Rebbe, maybe what you're talking about, the beginning of chapter 18. Can you imagine? The Rebbe has to tell him, which it's a big book. The Rebbe has to tell him, which, in other words, he expects he's going to say Tana Dveilio Rabba, and the Rebbe should tell him where it is. Well, the Rebbe does know where it is. He told him. But the Rebbe writes in a parenthesis, I'm surprised that you don't point out in your letter the chapter and the page and which section of the book. And the Rebbe says, look, even Rabbi Ashi in the Gemara in Erev in Nun Gimel Amud Aleph talks about in those days forgetting was common. So what could we say, you know? In other words, the Rebbe is basically admitting that I learned it and I knew it, but I may have forgotten it. Why did you rely that I'm still going to remember where it is, which the Rebbe did remember? But the Rebbe is saying, the Gemara says in Erevin, even in those days, that people forget. So how do you do such a thing and just, you know, I would say, you know, where's the source? You say in the Talmud. I'll go find it in the Talmud, you know. So, but anyways, the Rebbe says again, it doesn't seem like it's really connected to the subject matter of this letter, because over there it talks about the needs of the people eating and drinking, or also needs of the world to come, which is the Schar Mitzvahs. Again, this is related to the Rebbe's letter specifically. The Rebbe blesses him with success in his general and personal matters, for good news. He served as a rabbi in England. It was also his grandfather, printed some of the Svarim of my great-grandfather, Duber Karasik, who was an author, and he lived actually in the same town where my mother grew up, in Karlevitz, in the Ukraine. You know, he worked hard to collect some of his svarim of his great-grandfather. That's my mother's father's grandfather. May they all rest in peace, Jordan. And so it's interesting how he tries to comment, but the Rebbe doesn't say that it's fitting to this.